you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Taryn Cummings, and I don't know that y'all even have anything to do with this, okay?
Okay.
This company that has gotten a hold of, I'm not saying you, but a hold of our bank account or our debit card numbers or something. Anyway, last month they took out $49.97, and now I have a pending payment that's there for $49.97. What this is for, and I, like I said, I've looked, researched here. I don't think it's y'all, but it was for a, what do they call this thing? Oh, an Wi-Fi extender.
Okay,
and I have never gotten the extender, so that's the other thing that makes me think that this is somebody that's missing in our checking account. But they're giving this number and that on their file when they do the electronic payment thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see the number. Have you ever heard of them before?
Not offhand, ma'am. Altogether, we're a third-party agency who specializes in a wide range of online features and products. But if it is you're calling in regards to possible charges, I can check within the system to see if I can locate, you know, some information. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
76903.
And may I have your first and last name again, please?
It is Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S.
All right, and can you provide me your shipping address, please?
It's 411 East 41 Street, 411 East 41st.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I show on December the 26th, it looks like an order was placed. This is for a Wi-Fi booster, improves overall coverage and signal of the Wi-Fi. So initially you paid the shipping and handling, which cost $7.45. Within the terms and conditions, it did explain also by you placing that order, you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. And so by being a member, you receive a $125 gift card every month. You're also billed for that membership priced at
$49.97
a month.
Oh, okay. That makes sense to me now. All right. Can we do this? Is there a way to stop the account, everything, because I live on $1,422 a month. Okay? So $49.97 is pretty hard. And evidently I must have been tired whenever I looked at that because I did not read on down, I guess, far enough. And that, so I need to find a way and to see how to stop this from happening on your end or whomever's in down there.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do, since you're, you know, are wanting to discontinue, I can go ahead and submit the cancellation. That will go into effect immediately, which prevents any charges from this point. So allow me just a moment. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and submit the cancellation for you, okay?
Okay. And tell me your name again.
My name is O for short, but my full name is O'Kiris. That's O as in Oscar.
Uh-huh.
K as in Kevin.
Okay.
E as in Edward.
Okay.
R as in Robert.
Okay.
I as in Isaac.
Okay.
S as in Samuel.
Okay.
Altogether, that's O'Kiris.
O'Kiris. Oh, I've never... I worked in the hospital, and I thought I heard of every name in the world, but I hadn't heard this one. And your last name, please?
Yes, ma'am. We're not able to provide our
Do
last
that.
name, but
Okay.
what I will do once I finish submitting up the cancellation, I'll provide you with the confirmation that will be in regards to, you know, everything that has happened as far as with the account being canceled.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you know you have to call back or anything, the confirmation will lead them directly to the notes and my name as well, you
Good.
know, on the
Okay.
account.
Okay, that sounds good.
All
I can
right.
deal with that. Yeah.
Right. Well, allow me just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. And once I come back on the line, I'll provide more information in just a moment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Please hold and thank you. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So the account has been successfully canceled, which again goes in effect immediately. If you have a
Yes.
pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. And the confirmation is C as in cancel,
Okay.
258.
258.
Yes, ma'am. 850.
850.
882.
882. Okay. Now, I have just one other, probably very stupid question, but is there any possible way that I can, how can I get up my extender? Is y'all have a listing of the company that was selling the things? Because all I've got is what was on the ad.
Right. I'm checking into that as we speak, just to see if I can, you know, possibly find some information on the device's whereabouts. All right, so it's showing that it was delivered January 3rd of this year, but what I can do is submit the information up to our upper management team, and they can have the item reshipped out to you, so that won't be a problem. So just a second, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
No problem. You are welcome. Just a moment.
Do y'all get very many calls like this?
Well, we have some similar to this and, you know, different, just a wide variety, but we do have a lot of calls, you know, for like, you know, of
Yeah.
customers not receiving the item, things of that nature.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I called my bank all ago, and they told me that whenever it goes through again, when it goes through, that I'm going to call them back, and they're going to send it to a dispute. So even though that it's there, I'm going to dispute it.
Okay, you're saying you're going to dispute the charges?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's right. The best thing. Better to leave it like it is?
In regards to this, we can work out something in regards to a refund. Of course, the charges are going to be valid based on our terms and conditions. But what I can offer, I can offer a courtesy refund, which will be 35%. Of the latest charge, and the estimated time frame for that to reflect will be between 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
No problem, ma'am. Just a second.
Y'all do all sorts of stuff, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Gosh. Pretty neat company, if you ask me.
Yeah, we do. We specialize in just about everything. Skincare, diet care, eye care.
Yeah, I was seeing all that and stuff. And I'm thinking, damn, what do they not do? Except the dumb old woman that didn't read all of her stuff very well.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. But that, you know, I do apologize as far as with any inconveniences that this may have caused. But I am, of course, you know, happy to get everything, worked out today.
Sure.
Right. So I have submitted the refund, ma'am, that will reflect within the next few business days. Again, everything has been canceled, and you do have the confirmation, which is in regards to the cancellation and refund submitted today as well.
Okay. And is there a way that in accounting or whatever that they can do away with whatever number or do you have access to be able to look at that debit card number and see which one it is, if I need to change the debit card or?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you wouldn't have to change it because we wouldn't be able to, with BIOS submitted that cancellation, it wouldn't allow us to, you know, bill you for any future charges or anything, you know, along the lines of that. So with me submitting that cancellation, it's going to automatically cancel out like your information, phone number, credit card.
Okay. All right. I can deal with that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And it shows that the card that was used was, hold on, let me see. Does it show? Hold on. It's ending in 5040, but you don't have to, of course, worry in regards to that since that has already been canceled out.
Okay. All righty. I'll take care of that with the bank then.
All right. Well, I'm, of course, happy to get everything rectified today. And, again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. And have a good one. Oh, I want to ask you one more question. Doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Yes, ma'am.
What is on your name? What ethnicity Is it an old name? Yeah, I love names. I look at names all the time.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be personal. I was just knowing that, was wanting to know, because I've never heard it before.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're fine. My name was actually given. I wouldn't say it has a certain ethnicity. It's just basically my grandmother and my aunts. They all, took parts of their name and put their, together, and that's how they came up with my name.
Well, now, I just think that's pretty darn good. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a very special name with those people loving you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a good day.
You have a wonderful day as well, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.